Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, April 24th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For more information, check out terraspaces.org/sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Skeleton Punks Terra Bay Alliance AMA space. Let's take a listen.
Yo.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good, man. Nice to hear you again. Let's see here. Let's get this. Oh, wow. People are already adding in. Copy link. Just get this posted up in the Discord real quick.
Give it like 10 minutes or a couple minutes, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, I mean, we'll start before 10 probably, but.
All right. We can bullshit and have fun for a minute. Anybody go outside today? I barely even left the house all weekend.
Yo, I just realized Octane has the power to ping everyone.
Oh yeah, you should get that going.
Yeah, no, he did.
Oh, that's great.
All right, we got Terra Bay in here. We'll send the co-host invite. You guys should be good to go. We got Thomas in here as well. Nice to see you, man. Terra Spaces early as usual. Love it. Everyone didn't tag everyone. Okay,
there we go. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes. How are you, man?
All right, great. I'm doing quite good. I didn't do much today either. I didn't also leave the house a whole lot, but you know, at least I caught up on some sleep.
Glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that. Let me send out a little bat signal here, and then we'll get started.
Of course.
Yeah, so for everyone here that's tuning in, you know, this is just going to be, you know, we do some very casual AMAs over here. So, you know, we're just going to be giving us sort of some more details regarding the alliance that's been made between Skeleton Punks and Terra Bay. Obviously, you know, we have revealed a lot of those details, but, you know, there's the redacted percentage and also just kind of, I know a lot of you have had questions kind of regarding, you know, like, is this with Terra Bay? Is this with Ronins? You know, how is that going to work? How does it work with Bay Token? So, you know, we'll kind of be touching on all of these things today within the AMA, and then we'll open it up at the end to anyone who has any questions or just maybe just you just want to comment about it and your thoughts on the alliance itself. So for anyone that is interested in, you know, asking questions or commenting, there will be the time for that at the end of the AMA. We're also going to be giving away 5 whitelist spots to Terra Bay's upcoming IDO of their Bay token today. So, you know, that's going to be given to anyone who wants to comment or ask any questions at the end. And let's see, why don't we get started here in a second? Yeah, Octane, I don't know how you had the power to add everyone, but I guess it didn't tag everyone either. So that's real interesting how that worked. But I appreciate you trying to rally the troops and get them in here. Why don't we get started, though? So if everyone just kind of wants to introduce themselves, I can start. You know, this is Bulin talking right now. I know the previous AMAs, I held them from my personal account. This one I'm holding from Skeleton Punk. So, but it is me again. I'm sure you can recognize my voice. Once again, you know, just the co-founder of Skeleton Punks here. to bring you some more information about this upcoming utility that we have with Terabay. So really thankful for them, you know, showing up here, extending this opportunity to really all the ScalarPunk holders, right? Which is going to be something huge for us moving forward. Just to be able to advertise this as something that, you know, it's not the same as some other partnerships you might have seen out there, you know, where we just throw a large portion of our treasury or, you know, a large investment towards a certain protocol, right? And offer you as IDO spots. I mean, there will be IDO spots, but ultimately, you know, this is something that every single ScalarPunk holder will have access to, which I'm really excited about. Terabay, Matterhorn, if you want to hop in here.
Cool, man. So yeah, I'm known as Base God on the Discord, or Mangaham on the just on my regular Discord. Yeah, I am technical lead for the Terabay project. You know, as Bulan already said before, we got the upcoming IDO and everything, and we're also very happy to get this going, because in the end, that's you know, apes together strong, right? So we got to stick together a little bit and form a little bit of an alliance to secure privacy and quality projects for the blockchain for the future, especially Terra in this case. So yeah, that's everything about me for so far. Why don't you go ahead?
All right. JNF, do you want to introduce yourself? I know you're a lot of people might already know that you're on the team officially now, but floor is yours, man.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm JG. This started off for me as I was just a community member. I minted both the Skeleton Punks and I minted Terabay. And just through my journey of being in both groups, you know, at one point I felt like I was watching the Galactic Punks roll all these things out. You know, they partnered with Void. They were doing all this stuff. I was watching their floor. And I in my mind, I was just like, yeah, we have a solution for that. I was like, I'm in both of these projects. Let me just ask if they would be open to seeing if we could do something and synergize. And then before I knew it, like, I couldn't even believe the outcome. And, you know, this is the news that we're here to deliver today, really. I'm like blown away at, like, how awesome this is going to be. Like, I'm just gonna let the project tell you guys. I can't even believe it.
Yeah. So, JG, you know, you held a big part in a lot of this happening. So, you know, I just want to thank you for putting us in contact with Terabay to begin with. And, you know, I think everyone's excited about, you know, what we have to offer moving forward with that, right? And also, obviously, thank you to Galactic Punks. I know after this, you know, Karma invited us over to go listen to kind of like their AMA about a upcoming. Or just them discussing, right, basically how to move forward with DAO, with multi-sigs, and how you kind of hand over control from, you know, the project side of things, right? So basically my end of things, right, to the DAO and giving them that control, you know, that they rightfully should have. So if you guys have some time after this this AMA to go over there and pop in, that'll be something that I'm looking to do as well. So let's get back to the subject on hand right here. I just want to give a quick update as to SP, and then we'll let Terabay kind of update as to where their project is right now as well. So with ScalarPunks, as you guys know, we're an NFT project. Obviously, we hold some value as a profile picture project, you know, basically selling a digital identity, but also obviously the topic of this AMA is that, you know, we do aim to be a utility-based asset, right? You guys know there's DAO, there's staking coming, but ultimately, right, that's not where we would like things to end at, and or for that to be the ultimate, you know, and only source of utility for this project. So we're always looking for additional ways that we can branch out. And as Matterhorn was saying earlier from Terabay, you know, we do want to uphold and kind of bring up everything else around us within Terra, you know, if possible, wherever that opportunity is available. And so that's kind of what you're seeing culminating right here. Terabay, if you guys want to give us a quick update as to where you guys are at right now with the project, with, I know you have the upcoming IDO.
Sure, man. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about for any of the people in here that maybe don't know what Terabay is. I'm going to give you the pitch I gave everyone in every Twitter spaces or a podcast before. It's basically that if you go out and buy something with the Terra stablecoins, which Terra Labs themselves say is their main product, and you go buy an ice cream cone for $2.50, the guy who sold it to you now has your address, can now see your entire wallet balance, your investment strategy, you know, if you have any loans open or not. And I might not want that for legitimate reasons, because privacy is in and of itself a human right. And I think that it's great that the blockchain is public. You just need some way to deal with these problems, right? And so that's what we have been sitting on trying to solve. Just so basically, right, you have privacy with your money, just as you have privacy with your money as you do in, for example, cash or whatnot. You know, if you pay someone in cash, they can't see what's on your bank account. And even if you pay with your debit card, they can't see what's in your bank account. And now to give a little update on the whole situation, we're pretty much done with a lot of very important privacy features. We got the Merkle tree and everything. ZK knowledge proofs are still in the works and being tested right now. We've already made a little bit of a mock-up of what the interface is going to look like and whatnot. We're still going to need a couple finishing design touches on that. But currently we're looking at launching somewhere in the middle of next month to maybe, you know, as we will state later, it's Q2, early Q3. That's what we're aiming for right now. And yeah, devs are looking forward to meeting that goal. It's not like there's any huge big stones in our way that would hinder this currently. So yeah, that's where we're at right now. And I'm going to give word back.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear that, to hear more about that. Especially once you guys go live, that's going to be really exciting for us to finally, you know, put that utility to use, right? Janet, so if we're talking real numbers here, would we be able to kind of like give an example of how it would make sense for, let's say, you know, a big DeFi protocol or just members that are getting paid from that protocol? You know, because a lot of us do. I think as he was just saying, right, privacy is a human right, all right, or it should be. And yeah, while the blockchain, absolutely, everything being public, you know, is a huge selling point or a huge benefit to just being able to track things down, like, you know, for example, anything that's happened with Skeleton Punks recently, right? You know, we're able to see these things. But at the same time, you know, you do want to have the ability to keep things private. And I know that there are holders already, right, that use, let's say, Secret Network or use, Tornado Cash or whatever they may use on other chains, right, to make sure that they do retain that sort of privacy of their funds and, you know, where those funds are being sent to. Right. And ultimately, right, if there was not a huge demand for this service to be out there, right, you wouldn't see, let's say, three mixers being developed on Terra right now. Right. So, JNF, sorry, if you want to just give us a quick rundown or an example of like where it would make sense for a lot of these big players to be owning a Skeleton Punk.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, just from a business point of view, even like a legacy business, right, who happens to dabble in crypto, right, it would benefit any business owner, any protocol owner, anybody who's managing large sums of money and moving in crypto, because, you know, as we just stated, anything can be seen. So if someone were to mix $100,000, the regular price would be $1,500. And with a Skeleton Punk, with this 50% lifetime alliance with Terabay, they spent $750.
So that's the official.
Oh shit! Yeah. I just dropped it.
No. I totally forgot to actually drop that.
Like, I can't give the example without giving the number.
Yeah. No. Exactly. So for all you guys here, we have, it's been redacted so far, the percentage, right? But we are announcing that now, right? We're willing to share with everyone now. No. That, right. It will be 50% off of the initial mixing or you know, transfer fees, right? So, I mean, that's pretty huge, right? Because I think if you look at Tornado Cash, right, they're doing sort of like a 5% fee up front. And then when you withdraw, that's another, I think, 0.5%. I don't know if Void has released their percentages, but I know that their withdrawal fee is also going to be 0.5. And that's, you know, on the end of things, like, so for those who don't know how a mixer works, you know, you kind of send in the amount of money that you want to be mixed, right? And you're ultimately going to receive those fees, but you have to pay a fee up front. And then you also pay a fee to withdraw the fees when they're finally mixed, right? So that's kind of the breakdown for those other two options, right? We've partnered with Terabay to be sort of the official mixer of Skeleton Punks. And, you know, from what I've seen, like, again, I haven't seen Void's, I've read their white paper, but I haven't seen the specific number up front, like what percentage you're paying for Tornado. Again, it's 5. For Terabay, it's 1.5%, right? So that's already a very good option if this is something that you're partaking in, the mixing of fees. But off of that 1.5%, we're going to be cutting that in half, right, for people with just one Skeleton Punk. So that could be huge. And JG, if you want to give us an example again, sorry to cut you off there, but
no.
Can I cut in real quick?
Yep.
So I kind of want to give a little bit of background on the percentage fees and how they're handled, because with us, the thing is, right, this is our thing is moving fast with Tornado or whatever. And I'm not talking about Tornado. I honestly don't know too much about them. But with Tornado Cash on ETH, it's the way that your ETH need to be locked up for weeks and weeks and weeks to, you know, be finally mixed. And that's already a thing where you got to take into account, you know, do I really want to take this sort of like this time risk, this opportunity risk? And with us, it's fast moving. It's going to be really fast moving. So, you know, there's a lot more sort of like quick decision cash coming in that is going to be out quick as well. So that's why the percentage fee is a little bit lower. But in the end, as long as the volume's there, it's going to be fine because it's not as much of a commitment.
Well, I mean, that's just all upside I heard right there, to be honest. I heard I'm going to get my money faster, so it's not at risk as long. That's basically what I heard.
Yeah, that was, you know, I didn't say it like that, but that was the message.
That's
yeah.
The message, right? So, I mean, like, mixers, I mean, like, any pool of money just sitting there, you know, for too long is not a good thing, I don't think, right? It's not doing what it should be doing. And so we get it back into your hands at this discount. It's really a no-brainer. So let's give this example. If you were to mix $100,000, it would normally, the normal user would have a $1,500 fee associated with that. And now if you are a Skeleton Punk owner, you will only pay $750. I mean, this is huge. So like, think about Lavana, right? Like a Lavana protocol, they're market makers now, right? They on their, what was it? 124 million Fulin that they did on their first day on their testnet or something like that.
Yeah. That was just on the testnet. Okay. But I mean, I think it's a huge indication to like how much demand there
right,
is for,
right.
You know, like leveraging any asset
yeah.
right?
But I'm just,
if any Lavana guys,
these guys are just going to grow.
I did that justice.
These guys are just going to grow though, right? Lavana, I believe that these guys are like low key geniuses. They're going to be huge, right? So these guys are going to need a way to move their funds and to have privacy. They have to have privacy. They have to. They have too much money going in and out. They have that privacy. So what is the best way for them? It would be, hey, why don't you own a Skeleton Punk? Get yourself 50% off right here for life and just mix all your money right here. That would just be the no-brainer. I mean, or you can say, hey, let's get a Galactic Punk, stake it for a month, get $1.40 in Void tokens. Yeah, that's going to get me real far. I don't even, like, there's no comparison. Like, right? Like, so they set the standard and then this is how we respond.
Well, I have no idea what, you know, the payout will be for that. And I think it's going to be, you know, for Galactic Punks, it's definitely going to vary.
Say it's $100. It's $100, right? Say it's $100. But that doesn't even, like, think about the savings we just laid out. We have like a utility and a pitch for protocols to have like a real like demand for this product right now. Like, this is now a product that we can deliver, and now Terabay can draw these people in, right? Because now there's something that's a tax write-off. And now Ronin holders, who are now profit sharers, I own 6 Ronin, right? I'm going to be buying more after this AMA. I should have probably bought more before we jumped on. I'm not going to lie. But we profit share 70% of the royalties, all a split between all the Ronin holders. I mean, like, man, we are going to go. Both sides of this are going to go. We're going to be able to propel and snatch the big fish. And now Terra Bay is going to benefit from all this big money coming. And now who's going to benefit from that? Ronin holders, right? So I definitely see this as like a symbiotic relationship. And then there's other stuff coming out too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the synergy I was talking about. And, you know, I like that example, right? Because, you know, I think a lot of people using mixers do kind of mix in the, you know, six digits of numbers, or at least the people that I've talked to. You know, maybe I'm a little out of touch with reality, but all the people I've spoken with, you know, are moving large sums of money. And, you know, it only makes sense to, you know, take advantage of that opportunity that's out there with you know, this utility for Skeleton Punks. Because like you said, you know, like even with the lowest percentage that's being offered out there that I know of, right, the 1.5% from Terra Bay, you know, being able to cut that in half could mean, even just for the lowest of six digits at $100,000, right, that would be initially, as you said, you know, you'd be able to save $750 just by having a Skeleton Punk. And if you look at our floor right now, you can get a Skeleton Punk for under that amount. So now not only do you own this NFT, right, but you also are cutting, you're immediately saving on the very first transaction, right, which is kind of unheard of, right, for some sort of investment like that. So and then you know, I like how you kind of transitioned into like the synergy with Ronins, because ultimately, right, this is an alliance with Terra Bay, right? I want to let you guys know that this is an alliance with Terra Bay. This is not necessarily like a partnership, you know, like a whitelist giveaway or something, you know, like with Ronins. So it's but they do kind of work synergistically, right? Because ultimately you're getting funds cut off of you're getting a discount cut off the top, right, with the initial mixing or sending fees, right? But at the end of it, and I think that's the sort of utility of the Ronin NFT, right, is that you're receiving 70%, like a cut of the 70% that's being shared back with Ronin holders. So you can, let's say you own both, right? Then you're kind of taking money off the top, and then you're also receiving some of those funds back at the end, which I think would ultimately be the best deal out there, right? If you are going to be mixing fees.
I mean, I have 15 Skeleton Punks. I have 6 Ronin. I'm going to be getting more Ronin. I'm going to be sharing in these profits for a long time.
You're going to be making money sending it around.
Yeah, exactly, right? But, so you can, it's like a loop. You can loop it.
Yeah. Not financial advice, by the way. That probably doesn't work. But just to give a quick fix up on the numbers there, we actually run things a little bit different now. And it's not that just a cut goes to the Ronin holders or stakers in that case, but it's actually all of the protocol generated fees, 100%, are going to be directly going to Ronin holders. And now there's probably people in there thinking, well, how are you going to make money? Well, in our dev wallet, we have Ronin stacked up for days. So that's how we're going to keep the servers running and everything. But yeah, so JP, you had time before, but now that that's out there, you might want to buy one quick.
Dude, that's so crazy. That's so smart. So there's no VCs. We have no VCs in Terra Bay at all. There's no VCs. And the only VC is the project now, because you've stacked Ronins to make that your cut. And now you don't have to take a percentage anymore. So you're fully in this with us.
Exactly. Exactly.
It doesn't get any better than that if you think about it. I don't know of any other mixer, any other project that's actually like, you know what, we bought our own NFTs. And now we're going to, we gave away everything. So now we're all equal partners. So get them while you can.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's fucking crazy. Excuse my language.
It's okay. It's okay. So it's, you know, it's just funny seeing this one guy. I'm looking at the activity page on the wart right now. There's this one guy who sold this Ronin for 145 UST 14 hours ago. I pity you, buddy.
Well, I think aren't they getting, just for holding a Ronin, like some sort of money back in terms of UST?
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, just from the minting, like the initial.
Oh,
minting.
Okay, yeah,
that's yeah. Also, okay, yeah. I mean, also, but still, man, you're giving this away, and like, you know, just right now while we're announcing this partnership and everything.
Oh man, there's always unfortunate sells like that. So
yeah.
Okay, so I think we've pretty much quickly covered like everything that we really had on the agenda here. You know, I did want to quickly announce for everyone here that there are going to be two new subcommunities. You know, it's been a while since we've all reconvened like via AMA style. So for that reason, you know, we already had the subcommunity in mind, but we haven't announced it. And so we'll be doing two at once. And some of you guys have already caught wind of which ones they are and have been sharing it. So it might not come as a complete surprise to everyone, but the Moonwalkers, I see Drekkie's in here, the Moonwalkers and the Pirate Punks. I also see Adam in here. Moonwalkers and Pirate Punks are the two new subcommunities to officially join us at the roundtable. So, I'll be coordinating with you guys to get your official channels, whatever sort of home base that you need within the Skeleton Punks main Discord. And then also, let's not forget, right? You guys will be receiving one skeleton key per subcommunity to sort of organize anything that you would like to do, any sort of giveaway for your own communities. And then also, you will ultimately have a spot within the DAO, right, as a Skelly Senator that you guys can provide if you so would like to use that. And then, I think now would be a good time to kind of open the floor to anyone. Once again, if you do have any questions, any comments, and if you'd be interested in the IDO spot for the upcoming Terra Bay Bay token, then that is completely your decision. If you'd like to raise your hand to speak. All right, I see we got Lunatic Clubhouse in here as well. I think we're going to be organizing some trivia with them coming up here very soon. And then what else? Who else do we have in here? We have Thomas.
Yeah, we have, in case anybody isn't catching this, like your friend isn't catching this and you want to send them to it afterwards, Terra Spaces is also in here recording this, so you can give it a listen afterwards.
Oh, I don't know if Thomas wants to say anything. I didn't inform him, but I think he just wants to be a listener right now, most likely. But I can also tell a little hint about what's happening for Ronins on a different thing real quick, if you want to get some excitement for that real fast.
Go for it.
So, some of you guys have seen that I'm involved in the creation of a project called NFT Switch, and it's directly going to give utility to Ronin and to Skeleton Punk holders. And it is going to be like an escrow type platform for like a safe place for like the true NFT degen who like can't like stay off like making like weird deals, you know? So, cause I'm one of them. I don't want to get burned anymore and I want to protect our community. And I believe in, crypto's freedom. And this will definitely, the rules will be, the parameters still need to be set, but this is going to be really exciting. It's going to change the paradigm a little bit, I think.
Yeah, and you've shared a bit with me about, what you have planned for that project. And, yes. Like in comparison with, I know there's another project out there,
Illiquidly. Illiquidly.
I'm sorry for butchering that name. But
Karma corrected
me
the other day.
Working on that project as well. And yeah. I think like both of them will have a nice like sort of space within this space. You know what I mean?
For sure. And you know what? This mace is so big. There's room for, there's healthy competition breeds better products. That's all it comes down to. So hopefully things will just get better and more refined. That's really what it comes down to.
100%. And OXE, you requested to speak. I gave you access, so you can just unmute yourself and comment, question, whatever you had in mind.
Well, guys, how are we doing?
Hey man, doing well as usual. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I just wanted to ask a few short questions about Bay Token. So, what will be the utility of the Bay Token? That will be used for fees or what for the mixer? And another question: how the IDO for Bay Token they're gonna work like? So. How the allocations work and stuff, is there be any vesting for the token after IDO and stuff like this?
So the Bay token is mainly for now going to be used for governance. You will also be able to burn some Bay token to also get a discount on sending fees. We're also in the midst of building, so maybe that's also a bit for the investing of it. We're building a portfolio for it to back its value. Also, we've done we've taken some inspiration from Do Kwon, and we've bought a whole Bitcoin for the treasury to back the value of the token for now. That's only what we're started with. We're gonna add on to it. We're gonna have governance decide what should be in it. Exactly. So, I think that was there anything else I forgot?
I wanted to ask about the, for the IDO of the Bay token. So how they're going to work, like how much allocation will be allocated to the whitelist members and stuff, how they're going to work. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. So whitelist will basically be everyone. We're going to have a set limit on how much you can buy, obviously. I don't think we have one set yet. I'd need to ask W36D, the other one from the project, for that right now. I mainly do like technical things and devs and stuff like that. So there's going to be a cap to it. I can't tell you exact allocation or exact numbers or percentages. I'll write down your name real quick. I'll get back to you.
That's fine. Yeah. So you'll be also planning any investing for the token.
Sorry, I couldn't understand that.
You'll be planning any investing schedule for the token after release.
We're going to get all of that checked out. How much, for the vesting and everything. Again, I'm not really supervising that a whole lot too much.
All right.
Wrote down your name. I'll get back to you.
Thanks.
All right, we got Jay Niff back in here as well. Did anyone have any other questions, comments? It was a pretty quick just breakdown of the AMA and the Alliance, real quick. So, I think we explained mostly everything. But if you just want to even make a comment, if you are interested in the Bay Token IDO, we do have 5 spots for this AMA chalked up. So,
hey, honestly, I'm still like blown away right now by hearing the news that Terra Bay's all in, like as an equal person, just owning Ronins, and that's their profit. That's like fucking mind blowing. I can't wrap my mind around that, actually.
Yeah, I didn't know that was in plans.
Because of that. Like that means that they're really all in with us. Like you can't get any better than that.
Yeah, I see this as a bit of
I do like how you guys bootstrapped it with the Ronins, And I know that people might not have been like as bullish or whatever back then, but I mean, if you look at the actual numbers, like Terra Bay did raise more money than Skeleton Punks did.
a lot. double.
No, it wasn't double. I think it was like 600,000-700,000, right? And then like ours was like 550.
Oh, right.
Before you paid Angel.
Still, that's amazing. And now they're all in. Like, they're a real community project. The other mixers are backed by big money. We all know this. Right, like you scroll down and he says our partners, you see like venture capital every just out the yin yang.
Yeah, and I mean you see this with for example the situation they had at I believe it was Tornado Cash, where they just basically had to give in to compliance to make sure, I don't remember exactly what it was, but something along the lines that Russian associated Bitcoin or Ethereum addresses can't withdraw their Ethereum they had put into Tornado or something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's what we're really trying to avoid, because we don't have any VCs breathing down our neck demanding any of this. This is all going to be decentralized, and in the end, with the Ronins, how else? This is kind of like the stock pack or the options package that Elon Musk basically just had cashed out to him a couple days or weeks ago or whatever it was, where he didn't take an upfront cut of shares or whatever, but he basically said, if I make it so that this share at this point is worth this much, I get this, and it turned out way better for them. So why would we now take upfront cash if we really believe in the utility of this, than just hold a couple Ronins ourselves and, strife in all the rewards we make for the project?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, brother. I feel the same way. I agree. That is like the true heart of like what cryptocurrency is about for me.
Yeah, decentralization at its core.
At its core, and privacy. Privacy is going to be a huge narrative in 2022, right? Know this, believe that. All these privacy things. This is going to be big business, and we're in right now, ground floor, on like what's happening in this ecosystem.
Yeah, can't get any better. 100%. I mean, you know, like I'm in the U.S. and you know, it's like they kind of snuck in a clause in the infrastructure bill, right? Like right before 2022. And it was like, you know, oh, anyone selling NFTs or whatever it is, like above 100 Luna, like you have to KYC, like have full KYC on the buyer and seller. And I'm like, how does that even work? How's that even like plausible, right? And then, you know, I was looking obviously into Luna. And I was already invested in Luna, but like kind of like doubled down just knowing that, you know, UST is an algorithmically pegged stablecoin, right? It's not backed by real US dollars or, you know, it's backed by Luna. So I think everyone in this space should on some sort of level already kind of comprehend that. But seeing you guys bootstrap your mixer and all the fundraising, right? Like without taking VC money, I think is something that's like very... what's the word? Very commendable, you know?
It's honorable. It's honorable, yeah.
For sure.
Hey, a fun fact, Ronan Flores and now a 2.5. We just jumped.
Oh, man, that was quick.
Okay. Right? My boy just bought one for three right now, he told me. My boy just bought one for three. A flaming sword. He's like, I just got a flaming sword for three. Let's go.
Oh,
let's
fucking shit. Go.
All right. Yo, Adam, right? So I know Adam and Mehar over there have both requested to speak in that order. So, Adam, if you want to quickly just share or ask whatever you had in mind.
Yes, sir. How's it going, guys?
Oh, going well, man. And yourself? Just enjoying pretty this fine good. Sunday.
I think I need to buy a Ronin now, apparently. It sounds like.
Hope you have the liquidity, man.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now. Well, first off, it was nice to see the interview with you yesterday, Bullen. We got to see your face, your lovely face. But
oh, yeah, man. I need to learn how to, you know, that's on my phone. So I was kind of like looking up the whole time. You guys just get like a full view of my nostrils.
It's all good. Well, I just wanted to say real quick, I appreciate it, not to take away from the main topic here, but we appreciate it here with the pirates making us official. I want to give a shout out to everyone who stuck around with it. I think we were kind of one of the, you know, the underdogs, but we made it happen. So excited to see what's going to happen with that. And then I do have a question. So I'm actually in between work right now. I didn't quite catch at the beginning. Can you kind of explain again what you were talking about, the 50% off that all Skeleton Punk, you know, hold?
Yes, yes, yes. So
what all holders will have. What can you kind of explain that again, what that benefit means?
For sure, for sure. So congrats again with the Pirate Punks. I mean, you know, you guys got a good community over there. And also I just been seeing you guys continually pushing things out and building and, you know, kind of weathering the storm along with us. So it was definitely the least that we could do. And we're looking forward to, you know, building that space out for you guys and helping continue your growth. And then in terms of the discount, it's a 50% off of their set fees, right? So their set fee for mixing is 1.5%, which in my opinion is already like very competitive. Sure. But right, we'd be lowering that. Like, let's say you have a Skeleton Punk and you need to mix fees. Like that is now 0.75%. Right. So the example that was used was like, let's say, you know, $100,000 you were putting through the mixer, right? At 1.5%, right, that's gonna be $1,500, right, that you'd have to pay upfront for that, just for the mixing of the fees, right? Which once again I think is a very competitive price. But if you have a Skeleton Punk now, you would divide that in half. So you'd be paying $750 off the top, right? And that's just for holding one SP, right? So I think it's almost a no-brainer for, you know, anyone mixing fees of like a significant amount, like within the six figures, because you immediately make that money back that you spent to buy that Skeleton Punk, at least at current levels.
Right, right. No, that makes sense. That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm definitely going to look more into it.
All right. Yeah, thanks for speaking, man. it was good to just recap, you know, exactly like the percentage fees. I know we're kind of like all over the place here, but yeah, that's essentially what the deal is, you know, or what the partnership, the alliance is.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks guys. Peace.
For sure, man. And Mehar, if you want to quickly share or comment.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to congrats Speak Community and Terabyte Community for this alliance, and hope I can't wait to see our future with this with Terabyte Community, and I think we can make it and build this community together.
I love it, man. Yes,
that's
the goal. Thank you for sharing, Mehar.
You're welcome.
Yeah, maybe also something I forgot to mention before I'd like to go over real quick is that also I said before that our goal was just a lot of volume, and that's really also a big part of this partnership, since, you know, the skeleton pumps have the hookups to the newest and the coolest in the Terra spaces. So and we're really building a product where we want to make it easy for other projects just to, you know, pop it onto theirs and offer private payments and whatnot, so we can capture that volume. And that's also a big part of this. You know, we've already had, we're already getting XDeFi wallet integration when the Mixer launches and everything. So I think, you know, this is just a huge for the pools.
Is that some alpha? Yeah,
what? I don't know. This has been out for a couple of days.
Where are you at?
I'm just behind the scenes building for SP, man. That's the first time I've heard of that. That's pretty big, man. XDeFi wallet.
Yeah, that's absolutely huge. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've been using their wallet more and more, and I absolutely love it, because I think I love using the Thor chain, but without the XDeFi wallet, it's just kind of like a pain to figure out to get going first. But with the XDeFi wallet, you can just put it in the swap, and it does all the things for you, and it's great. So we're so excited to have them offer anonymous payouts through our system as well.
You have to get a Ronin right now. If you don't, you're going to be missing out on money.
Yeah, he's my translator. I wasn't saying that, but yeah.
Not financial advice, of course, but
no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Only spend this money if you're comfortable with it. You know, this is all still very new concept to basically the world.
If you're a DJ,
thank
you'll
you.
Do what you do.
That. Yeah, the synergy behind you know, if you are mixing fees, behind having a skeleton punk and a Ronin at the same time, you know, like, again, you save money off the top with the skeleton punk, and then you're receiving a portion of that fund, right? Or apparently now it's 100% of that will be distributed back to Ronin. So that's, I mean, that's you. I don't know how anyone else would be able to compete with the prices, or, you know, just basically with the fees that you would be paying through Terabay, with all that in mind, right? If that's 0.75 off the front end, and then, you know, a share of that fee that you had paid directly back into your wallet with your Ronin. So, I mean, need I say more?
No, I don't think so. I think that really nailed it right there.
All right. So if we don't have any other speakers here, we had Adam, Mehar, and OXE. If anyone else has any questions, comments regarding the Alliance, or just any questions for each of the individual projects, we're more than happy to hear them right now. But as it looks right now, I think everyone is sort of has said their part, correct?
Okay.
I did, for sure. I mean, we just needed to leak this news. Now the community will go out and this will spread. This is what happens, right? So the people who pay attention will get this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as with anything, I think it's like memory rehearsal. You do need to kind of repeat it for it to really get out there. But ultimately, you know, I think this is like a huge opportunity for anyone that's really been mixing fees. Like, a lot of people I know, you know, use Secret. And as we were saying before, like, they have large amounts of funds kind of locked up in the in the ether, right? Just locked in like essentially a black hole until there's enough volume for it to get mixed all the way through. Or it's not even mixed, I guess, on Secret, right? It's but yeah, and you know, like people are already using that network, right? So I think just once we get a product, like a working mixer from Terabay, like it, you know, it's gonna be nuts.
Hey, just so you guys know, in the last 21 minutes, 31 Ronin have stolen, or 30 Ronin have stolen, sold right now on Luart.
Yeah, it's like 10% of total volume.
But this is what this is, and this is the partnership, right? Because like now this is the new exposure, and now the Skeleton Punks are going to go shout from the rooftops about you, about Terabay, right? And Terabay gets to be a real decentralized anonymous mixer and like stay true to like the heart of crypto. You know, it's like, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, I think that's what Terra needs ultimately, anyways, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, or sorry, not Terabay, but just the whole Terra Luna ecosystem as a whole, right? I think that's what it's kind of centered around, is like full decentralization, like decentralized stablecoin, you know, and obviously crypto decentralization at its core. So, I mean,
yeah. And I mean, this is really like not Terra in particular, but the crypto space is like pretty much the only space where you can have these win-win relationships without anyone taking, you know, like we're not. We can just have this win-win thing where they just bring us volume, and we can therefore give some discounts to the people's spendings and everything. And where else do you have these kind of win-win situations? You know, if you take out a mortgage, you know, it's pretty one-sided.
No, yeah, in traditional finance, right? It's just whoever has the infrastructure in place has the upper hand, and you know that's
exactly,
kind of what
exactly.
You're paying for is access to that infrastructure, but. Obviously, something like this, you know, it can uphold and upbring both projects, right, without either project really having to sacrifice funds or, you know, yeah, that's basically what it is. Synergistic relationships. That's, I mean, you don't get better than that. Yeah.
Just to check back with a whitelist giveaway for everybody, because I have not been keeping track.
No, I got a screenshot. Adam, DNT, Mehar, and OXE.
All right. There you go, guys.
All right. So I think that can conclude our quick AMA here with everyone. Once again, well, congratulations to the Pirate Punks and to the Moonwalkers for securing the next two spots at the round table. And, you know, you guys, Drecky and Adam, just hit me up on Discord and we'll work together to get to you guys like a nice landing space within the Discord, along with the other perks that we mentioned. So thank you guys for everyone that came out, even just listening. We really appreciate you. We hope that you kind of gained something about the, you know, gained some knowledge about this alliance. And we're definitely looking forward to Terabay's mixer coming out.
All right. Thank you guys for having us on. We're very excited moving forward, all of the different cooperation aspects to this.
Yeah, we'll let you guys get back to work.
All right, fellas. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming out.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Skeleton Punks Terabay Alliance AMA Space, recorded on Sunday, April 24th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Waking up like a basement dweller, stepped out the door and heard racists yelling. 2020, what an ugly shit show. Staring at the fucking Rickroll from the get-go. Looking outside, the whole state's on fire. The fuck do you expect when you embrace the liars and replace the writers with AI just like us? Emaciated models killing bright birds. First in, last out, picture me rolling. The worst time to cash out, so what you holding? The Merc's gonna cash cow, country stolen. Drooling over chicken like the goose is golden. Trying to be soulful, spitting that molten lava from the bottom of the caldera. I'm hot and gonna put it in a bottle and offer it to the god who hit the gas full throttle, blasting off in a rocket.
The many people who will see things happen to them that are in their favor. So someone's looking over me. That's a fascinating phenomenon when that happens. And when you analyze those situations, what you find is that we as humans simply have a profound inability to understand statistics and probability.
Stitching these writings, living that life like, who would have guessed you turn out this nice, right? Avoiding stress, that's the motherfucking secret. Print that shit on a motherfucking leaflet. I'm just an asshole hooked on the bricks, looking at the rectangles, damn they kinda thick. We've gone through a whole lot of kings here, cutting off heads just to bring cheer. Getting all fired up, Tiger King, line them up. When you'd give an arm and a leg just to try the junk on some first time buyer's luck. Alexa, set a reminder and remind me to buy a bunch. And put your hands up if you fuck this year, and keep them in the air if you're picking up the spare. And put your mask on just to go outside, looking at the planet about to downsize.
So climate change will not make Earth city, where in our harbor we have the Statue of Liberty. If you melt the water ice that's on land, the ocean level will rise to reach her left elbow. That takes out all of New York City and basically every other coastal city that we've spent thousands of years building since the dawn of civilization.
Channel Spaces.